Good morning, church. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here in church. We have life. We have voices. We have songs to sing here this morning. That makes for a very good combination. Father, we ask now that as we have gathered together in the name of Jesus, we're born again, praising you, worshiping you, coming to you now in spirit and in truth. Father, we just simply ask that it would just be a spiritual explosion here in church today, that we would just be able to praise you, just unrestricted, to give ourselves totally unyielded, and that it would just be an awesome time of worship. And we thank you for this now, in Jesus' name, amen.
Turned my mourning into dancing for me and girded me with gladness. To the end, my glory may sing praises to you and not be silent. Oh Lord my God, I will give thanks unto you forever. You have turned my mourning into dancing for me. You have put off my sackcloth.
Away I've been redeemed.
You can talk about me,
talk about me.
Just much much you please.
Just as much as you please.
You can talk about me.
You can talk about me.
Just as much as you please.
Just as much as you please.
You can talk about me. Just as much as you please. I talk about you down on my knees. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. And that ain't all. There's a whole lot more.
There's a whole lot more.
And that ain't all.
There's a whole lot more.
Jesus Christ is the open door. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the My Spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. By my Spirit, says the Lord. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Not by might Spirit, says the Lord. This mountain has been removed. This mountain has been removed. This mountain has been removed. By my Spirit, says the Lord. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. This mountain has been removed. This mountain has been removed. This mountain has been removed. By my Spirit, says the Lord.
Amen.
You'll find that in Zechariah chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. And if you found that to be true, go and share that with each other this morning. By my
my spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. By my spirit, says the Lord. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. This mountain has been removed. This mountain has been removed. This mountain has been removed. By my spirit, says the Lord. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Spirit, says the Lord. This mountain has been removed. This mountain has been removed. This mountain has been removed. By my spirit, says the Lord.
Amen.
You agree with that?
Yes.
All right. Now, you'll notice that we have another body here up on the stage this morning that might
Amen.
Not look so familiar. This is Mary Todd. She's of the Todd clan. I guess you can call them a clan when they have that many, huh? Again, person with two first names. You know what my pappy always says, you know, you can never trust somebody with two first names. But you look at her and she says, hi, and you go, she looks trustworthy, huh? And she loves to sing.
Amen.
I am working on that a little bit. I am working on that. Anyways, let's get going here. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah.
I claim for my sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander and stray. Straight is the gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the I saw the light, no more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Amen.
You know, it's easy to follow. That's what verse 3 is saying. It's real easy to follow along. But it's a lot harder to lead. When someone says, you know, I have made a decision for Christ. Will you join me? Will you come and follow with me? What if your family doesn't do that? Or what if your group of friends basically rejects you because of that? That's what it means. Though none go with me, I still will follow. You know, it says here on our sheet music, it says it's a folk melody from India. As I sit there and read that, I think about that and I say, okay, they got Hinduism over there, Buddhism, they got Muslims over there. These guys are super hostile to the gospel. Super hostile. And to the point where it could almost cost you your life to make that decision for Christ. And so when the person sat and came up with these words, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. I've made a life-changing decision. I'm not going to, you know, renege on it. Here we're in relative safety. But you know, we think back to the early church. If you made a decision for Christ, it could cost you your life. And we like to be alive. We like to have our things. So it just means I have decided to completely, wholeheartedly follow Jesus. Amen. Amen. It says, tempted and tried, I need a great Savior, one who can help my burdens to bear. Indeed, He's there. He's available. He's only waiting for us.
And all
Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen.
None like you. I worship you.
Isaiah, I believe it's chapter 43 and 44, God is simply saying, you know, I am the Lord, and there is none that is like me. I am the Lord, and there is no one else. I am God. And that's what we were singing previously. I worship you, Almighty God. And now we're talking about Spirit of the Living God, the Holy Spirit, just to fall fresh upon us. Not just last week or the week before, but this week also as well. Let's sing this one more time.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. knees. I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus.
Singing, we love you, Lord. Lord, we love you. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we thank you for who you are. We thank you, Lord, for the work that you've done in our lives, in each and every life. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for victory in this body of believers. Oh, let always the high praises of God be in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Oh, let us show forth praises to him that called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let us praise you with our whole heart and show forth your marvelous works. Let us be glad and rejoice in thee and sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a good thing to give praises unto the Lord. Oh, and to give thanks unto the Lord for his good and his mercy endureth forever. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Oh, your compassions fail not, they new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord our God. Great is thy faithfulness. And we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, for all, everything that you are doing. We thank you for all the provisions, for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And we pray today that out of what you have given us, that we are going to give to the work of the Lord, that we are going to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And we pray today that the blessings upon each and every person in this body of believers, we pray financial blessings, we pray for spiritual blessings, we pray, O Lord, for physical, for anything, O Lord, any need, Lord, we ask you today, let it be met. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for blessing each and every giver today, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, for being a provider, for being the God that shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, also it says, he that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is the reward of them that diligently seek him. And Lord, you know we seek you diligently, and we want to thank you and praise you. For you are sun and our shield. You will give us grace and glory. No good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for all the things you have done and the things that you are going to do. Oh, praise your holy name. For eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. And we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, for looking forward for a great future, Lord, that you have set before us. And we want to thank you today. Let us walk worthy of the Lord, we pray today, unto all pleasing, and be fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthen with all might according to your glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. And we bless you and thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray right now for the anointing upon the pastor as he will bring the message to us. Let give him the freedom to preach. Let it be peace and joy in his heart. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that the word will come out with power and touch each and every person in this body of believers. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for everything. We bless your holy name, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Lord, we pray that you give the anointing upon each and every person that gives a testimony, including Thomas. Oh, Lord, we pray the anointing as he gives the invitation. And we thank you, Lord, that your name be glorified with the testimonies. Your name be glorified with the message, with the music, with everything, Lord. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord. And we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Morning. Okay, we're going to have some testimonies, but first I thought I'd read this. I was thinking maybe this is a good year to relax our standard a little bit and you know, have Christmas. What do you think? Go get a Christmas tree and and all the presents and, you know, lighten up a little. Okay. Well, here's what the Bible says. It's Jeremiah chapter 10. It says, "Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them." Who are the heathen? Those that are not born again, huh? "For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest." Does that sound familiar? "The work of the hands of the workman with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be borne or carried. Because they cannot go, be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither also is it in them to do good." Sound like people worshipped the Christmas tree, huh? "For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee doth it appertain. For as much as among all the wise men of the nations and in all their kingdoms there is none like unto thee. But they are also brutish and foolish. The stock is a doctrine of vanities. Silver spread into plates is brought from Tarshish, and gold from Uphaz, the work of the workman and of the hands of the founder. Blue and purple is their clothing. They are all the work of cunning men or skillful men. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. Thus shall he say unto them, the God that... Excuse me. Thus shall he say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heavens by his discretion. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. Every man is brutish in his knowledge, every founder is confounded by the graven image. For his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity and the work of errors. In the time of their visitation they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name." I think that's pretty good description of who God is, huh? But here's what he says in the beginning. Learn not the way of the heathen. In other words, we don't take part in their pagan practices. So I thought that's a good thing to read this time of year. So... I'm passing on that Christmas tree one more time. And all the other junk that goes with it. So, and if that offends anybody, so be it, right? It's the Word of God. And what's beautiful to sail through this time of year too, without all that bondage. So, that's my testimony. Is there other testimonies this morning? Okay, Irene.
Good morning. When I come here, I really don't have anything in mind prepared, but as the worship goes on, I know that every song that is sung, there has a meaning, and the Holy Spirit just talks to the hearts. Different songs may touch different people at different times. And today, many of them attach me, but when we sang about the blood of Jesus, I just felt this overwhelming presence of the Lord. And then scriptures were coming to me about it. And the first things that I heard in my spirit is the Lord saying, the life is in the blood. And of course, we know that God sent Jesus to share the blood that gave us life. And without the blood, there is no remission of sins. That is something that we have heard, but I just wanted to point it. I hope the anointing will make it so clear to you that that blood of Jesus is a life-giving blood that is alive today. And when we know the power of that bloodshed for us, we receive that life that's in that blood. And I just wanted to read two scriptures to confirm this. That's in Hebrews 10. It says, neither the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered it once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. That life is still there. The blood is still alive in heaven, crying mercy for the humanity that doesn't know him. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And then in Peter, I think the second chapter says, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a Lamb of God without blemish and without spot, who really, well, it says, was foreordained before the foundation of the world. So this is the precious blood of Jesus that is working today. And I think that's the power in that blood every time we sing it. And we know that it's covering us, and we have to remember we can apply it every single day. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord.
That's the only ticket into heaven, is through Jesus' blood. You know, I was in a store yesterday, and a guy overheard a conversation I was having with my wife. Man, I thought, man, this guy's hearing must be exceptional. And, you know, I thought I was only talking to her. But, boy, he piped right up. And he said, do you think this is going to happen? And so I ended up talking to him a little bit. And we talked about this, that, and the other world events and stuff. And he told me he's a Christian, you know. And then he went on to say, he said, I told a lady the other day that if she votes for anyone that supports abortion or whatever, you know, bad policies, that do you think God's going to let you into heaven? And I thought to myself, you went off track, man. You missed the boat. But and I mentioned that to Mike on the way up today, and he said, there's a certain point sometimes in the life of people when they have a brain lock, and they can't receive the truth, or they can't comprehend the truth. And I think that's true, you know. But it boils back to the same old thing that we've heard time and time again, is good people are going to make it in, which is a big lie. And Irene just said it right there. It's only by the blood of Jesus that we're going in. But some people never seem to be able to hear it. And it's amazing that I guess, I don't know what happens, but they never seem to be able to hear that. It's not by our righteousness. It's by His righteousness. So, I think that is, I encounter that a lot out there when I'm talking to people, and I think that it's probably one of our primary obstacles as witnesses for Jesus. Okay, Bob, you had testimony?
I had a couple of simple testimonies, but the more I heard from everybody else, the more I developed addendums to everybody else's testimony, but I won't do that. A couple things. Number one, God made everything, right? Agreement? Few, okay. That includes carbon dioxide, right? So we're told by the enemies that we face that carbon dioxide is killing us, right? Well, years ago, there's a great guy, studied him in the 1960s. He's still alive now. Don McElveen, he has an Intelligence Digest, and it's he's been on the inside for years. But some years back, he got very ill, and in the process, he became an alternative investigator, and became well. And for a long time, he had a newsletter like this. And I knew that a few years back, he had probably the most extensive coverage of what carbon dioxide does for our bodies, and without it, we're toast. And I found it in 2005. So it's no longer available. He doesn't do that health letter anymore, so I have no problem with making copies of this. Otherwise, I would have tried to, you know, to buy it. So it's very important. One of the many things that they covered is when a baby's in the womb, it's absolutely surrounded with tons of carbon dioxide to keep it safe and to help the immunity system, the immune system to develop and so forth. So I'm going to reprint this and give it to Pastor John, and perhaps you can spread it far and wide. It's extremely well done. It's very it's 8 pages of comprehensive study of carbon dioxide and the vital need for it in the human body. So that's one. Two. Here's number two. I'm going to tell one on me now. And also what Thomas just touched on. The problem with communicating is that the more you know, the more you tend to begin, if you take a scale from A to Z, the average person you speak to, you have to start at A. But if you've been in studies like me for 40 years into alternatives and into the conspiracy, I know so much that it's unbelievable. So I have to steel myself to start at A and work your way up. And most people today don't have the patience for that. That's where you run into problems, because they want a quick soundbite answer. And, of course, there aren't any. You have to start with the basics. So I've been having a bit of a fun on Facebook with that, too. With last night especially, there's a Vietnamese woman who posts, and she's hardcore family and Americanism and everything, because her parents escaped, you know, from the communists. And she was posting on the incredible rise of pedophilia movies and so forth, and the subtlety. And she was taken to task by a number of people. Said, "Oh, you know, you see a ghost everywhere." So naturally, I sprang to her defense and pointed that out. So, but anyway, here's the one on me. Last night, for some reason, Diane and I became started getting very ill through the sore throat, things like that. It doesn't usually happen to us. So there again, the more you know, the less you depend on Jesus Christ as your, not only your Lord and Savior, but your healer as well. Is that true? It's true with me. I know. I know too much. So we hit the colloidal silver, see? And a quick prayer, yeah, heal us. So I made up a colloidal silver with a spray bottle. I said, well, just do this all night long. Every time I wake up, I'll be okay. Well, I don't know who did it, but the lid was loose. So this morning, or sometime a few hours ago, I reached for it, and everything was soaking wet, the bed, my pillow, everything. And when I was listening to Irene and the others, I thought, and God has a sense of humor, too, because I'm depending on that. And he says, depend on me, Bob. So here we are. We ran a little bit late because we had to wash, get everything ready. But that's one on me. But it is a problem. The more you know, the more... This would be the final part of this. Years ago, we had a friend. He was an incredible pastor and evangelist, Harry Spikerman. Rest in peace, Harry. And he spent 40 years in the bush in Africa. And it sort of like reminded me of myself and Pastor John, too, because before that, he'd been a bookie and things like that in South Africa. And he got turned around with a Billy Graham crusade, surprisingly. Of course, went way beyond that. But I used to ask Harry, we used to watch these 16mm black and white films from way back in Africa, and to see Africans come up there, they had all kinds of, were crippled. Some of them had cobra spits in the eye, so you lose your eye. He looked like those movies they make with vampires, you know, with all white. And they had their big prayers. They had 500,000 people one time years ago, 500,000. People would walk for weeks over mountains to get there. And all at once, these guys would jump off the stage and were speaking in Swahili or something, and they could see. And I said, Harry, why don't we see that in America? And he said, well, Bob, all I can tell you is this. In Africa, they only have faith. That's all they have. They don't have a drugstore. They don't have this. They have faith. And you see miracles and so forth and so on. So that's a good, quick story on me. I think God caused us to leak out the colloidal silver and depend on him. So, God bless.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. Always. Let me share some testimonies here. We heard from Germany. And I'd like to share this here from Gina. And she writes here, this is just a short message to let you hear again from us so you are informed about what is going on here. We have tons of things to do. She's really learned how to speak English, actually American. Tons of things to do. I don't get to writing very often. We are very busy in the things concerning selling of the condo, visit a notary, various government agencies, which must be contacted in negotiation with the banks, etc. Now, this is a great prayer. We have an answer to prayer because when they lived in East Germany, they had a condo. And if you want to know how hard it is to sell condos here, try to sell one in East Germany. They don't have a whole lot of buyers. But after about 4 or 5 years of praying, they are selling it. And so that's a praise the Lord. Besides that, we have lots of things to do concerning the property of my grandmother. We have things to care for in Sophia School, with a website, and with various other things. A new family, or one must say part of a family, it is only a single mother with a daughter has just moved into the house where we live in. And we have some problems with them and with the landlord. Yesterday, I finally had to go to the dentist after I suffered pain for some 5 or 6 weeks. He pulled out a wisdom tooth and the next tooth besides it. So now I have a really big hole in my jaw. So Raymond's father has gone online recently. He's probably up in his 80s. He's calling almost every day, talking with Raymond for hours because he doesn't understand things yet. And does not know how to handle email and so on. In the meantime, the number of people contacting us via the German website is rising and rising. A lot of people simply write and thank us for providing this large pool of information and tell us they were blessed in one way or the other. Others need help, ask for prayer, questions, ask for house cell groups, ask for additional translations, simply ask for your opinion, for our opinion on certain issues. So there's a lot of communication there, and we feel blessed because God let us see some fruit of our, that's Raymond and me, but it's also you as a pastor and as a church, work for him. So you might share this with the church. Everyone should be encouraged, even if they don't see some fruit coming out of their efforts immediately. We did not see much fruit for the first 3 years or so. And as for me, when it comes to translating material for the kingdom of God, I am doing this for 12 years now. It's been 8 to 9 years until I saw some fruit. And we know that we are aware of now is only a fraction of what God could do through our work. For not everyone does contact us. And in some cases, the seed we have sown might have to get water first and fruit might come later. Only in eternity will we know the whole dimension of it all. And I will write again soon as we have news to share and time permits. Be sure to greet Ina and the others from the staff and the congregation. And you're not greeted from Gina in Germany. We got a letter this week here, at the end of the week, from, this is close by here, it's a city, and it just right now fell off my head. It's got a strange name. And this is from Helen Davis. And she said, there was a very good letter to Tiger Woods. Now, I don't know how many of you have read the letter to Tiger Woods, but if you haven't, it's on the website. I am still without a car and have to depend on others when sometimes they are not able to help me. Please pray for a free, good, used car. I can't afford what people want for a car. Thank you for your prayers, Helen Davis. Now, what happened to her was that she got rear-ended. You know what happened? You got an old car, you get rear-ended. They towed it out, give you a few dollars, and tell you, see you later. So let's pray for her. She is from Ripon, California. R-I-P-O-N. We also want to pray for Katarina Terrell. I talked to her this morning, and little Abigail is doing fine, but little Abigail wants to eat every 3 hours, including during the night. So Katarina is up quite a bit, and she had planned to be here today to have them dedicate the baby, but she was too tired and couldn't come. But she's saying, I really want to come next week. So let's pray that God give her supernatural strength, even if she has to get up every 3 hours to give this little baby girl food. And let's not forget about rain. We kind of sprinkle it out a little bit, so we need more rain. So let's keep up the prayer on that. And here's a good praise the Lord. Can you take a praise the Lord? Amen. I almost dropped here. I can't go that. Now, Charles, tell me when you do that, they see the back of your head, and that's not, I'm not supposed to say that. So forget you saw the back of my head here. Thank God for answering our prayer about finances. God moved upon several people this last week, and it is making a difference. Let us keep praising God. He will sustain this increase so that the minister can get out of the red and into the black. Oil prices went up this week and are sitting at $73.36 a barrel. Let us keep praising God in his mercy. He will press down the price and keep it down. Let us continue to pray that the speculators in commodities will lose their investments and to be unable to make money on the back of people, you and I, who must eat and work for a living. We do work. They speculate. Also, let us pray for the Sims family. Now, I want to say this to you, Eric and Patty. You bought a book from us some time ago called King's Kids. And you were very excited. Now, they had a problem because their furnace developed a crack. We prayed for it here this Tuesday that God will simply supernaturally heal it. So, Pat and Eric, why don't you take out that book, King's Kids, read a little bit in it, and begin to go down to that basement, have a dance around the furnace, and ask God to heal that crack, because it's going to cost them quite a bit of money. And also, Patty told me today, I talked to her this morning, that the swelling is gone. You remember we prayed for her swelling? And she's happy about that, and she said, just keep on praising God for me. So we will. Now, this is something God spoke to me this week, and I want you to catch this. Let us start praying a prayer every week that God will save at least one person per week through our church and bring up the church every Sunday. Think about this. You know, we hear satirists out there leading people to Christ and Thomas and many others, you know, but most of them we don't see here. Have you really never had pray for us? Do you think it is too much to have one person saved every Sunday? Let's really pray for that. And if God saves one person per week, in 1 year our congregation will increase with 52 persons. And let us really focus on this particular prayer. And of course, if people get saved, they will also go to heaven. And they will really rejoice in that. So these are the prayer things we had here today. And so those of you that like to come and pray, come on up here and we're going to get started.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord. And also we thank you for the freedom to assemble. We thank you for protecting that for us, Lord. And Father God, we want to lift up the farming around the world. And we thank you, Father, for sustaining the farmer, especially the local farmer, Lord, and providing for him that our food supply will be strong in the world. And we thank you for your word that says you give rain, you give bread to the eater. And we know it all comes from you, so we thank you for that, Lord. And then, Lord, we want to thank you for the blessing that you've put upon Gina and Raymond and Sophia, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you're healing her body. We thank you, Father, for great strength in their family. We thank you, Father, for a woman that is willing to work in the vineyard for many years without seeing fruit. And she kept it up knowing that you will fulfill your word and that you will provide fruit, Lord. So we thank you for that. We thank you for blessing the work of their hands over there, that whatever they do is going to be blessed, it's going to be multiplied, anointed. We thank you for selling their condominium for them. Lord, we just thank you for making them a part of Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. And Lord, we thank you for the increase in the website and in the response out there, Lord. So we thank you for strengthening them to do the work, Lord. It's a major amount of work to maintain a website and to field all the calls. So we thank you, Father, for blessing them, and then also that you would send them help, Lord, to help in that area. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are a provider. And I praise you for what you have done for us here in this church and what you're going to do in the future. I praise you. I give you the honor and glory, All the honor and glory go to you, God, because you have done it. And you are so merciful, you're so loving and so kind, and you are so gracious to provide us for everything we have need of. And I give you the honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I lift up the Sims family to you right now. And I thank you that you are in total and complete control of their lives and of all of our lives. You know exactly what they need. And I just thank you that you would show them that they need to be praising you before the answer to prayer comes. So I ask right now that you would just take them down to wherever the location is of their furnace, and that you would cause them to praise you for the fixing of the furnace, that there would be a mighty miracle from you, that they would not have to put out any money to fix the furnace. That I recall there was a time that Eric had a miracle happen on the job. And I don't remember the details, but it was a miracle solution. And so I pray right now in the name of Jesus that there would be a similar miracle solution regarding this furnace. And I also pray for the healing of Patty's thyroid, that she would have a creative miracle, and that that thyroid gland would be placed back into her body, and that all of her symptoms would be gone in the name of Jesus. And I also want to pray for that storm, that big snowstorm that is blanketing the East Coast right now, and is predicted to dump 2 to 3 feet in New York and Washington, D.C., and has the potential for shutting down that city. And in doing so, it could potentially shut down the vote for the health care reform and all those other nasty bills that could have such an impact upon the people of this nation. And so, Father, in heaven, I ask right now that by your hand, by the hand of the angels that are in charge, that you would do that, that you would shut down that city, and that none of those politicians would be able to make it into the Capitol, that they would not be able to make it to the place where they need to vote for that evil legislation, and that they would be confined to their homes, and that the city would just be shut down. We don't want any harm to come to them, but we want we want them to be prevented from preventing from casting their votes. But in the process, Lord, I ask that you would show them that this is by your hand. This is by the hand of Almighty God that that this is being delayed, and I ask that you would speak to each one of their hearts, that you would show them the condition of their heart, that you would show them that what they are doing is evil, and that they are in need of a personal relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ. And that you would show them that their works are wood, hay, and stubble in eternity, and that they need to let go of all this junk, the works of their flesh, and that they need to come to know you. They need to seek you, Lord. And I pray this in Jesus' name.
Father in heaven, we just bring this request before you. We are first. This is the first time that we are going to pray this prayer, that every week that a new person would come into our church who is born again. And Father, we know that the whole world lies in darkness, but there are your children, lights that are shining in the darkness, and the darkness does not apprehend the light, but the light overshines the darkness. Father, we pray that you would anoint each and every one of your children in this church to go out and let our light shine so that we can bring people into your kingdom, and so that the light will overcome the darkness in these people. Lord, we know it's your heart to bring people into the kingdom, that you would not have anyone live in that darkness. And so we are asking that each week some new person will be coming into the church, into your kingdom, and that they will be nurtured and part of our body. We ask it in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we lift up to you Helen Davis right now in Ripon, California. Father, you've done a lot of miracles in that woman's life. And we ask you one more time, O Lord, that you bless that woman with a car. We do not know how, but, O Lord, you can inspire her either to do, make an advertisement, or whatever, whichever way it needs to be done. We pray, O Lord, that she will have a car soon and very soon. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You are her provider. You are the Jehovah Jireh. And, O Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus for a mighty blessing upon that woman. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And also I want to lift up to you that the man that we minister in San Francisco, Eddie Gishon, and we ask you, we command right now every religious spirit, every false religion in that man's heart, right now we command them to be bound, chained, taken to prison by God's holy angels, then lose that man and give him the discernment to see what the missing link is, why the healing does not come and goes from home to the hospital, from hospital to the home. And we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you realize what the problem is and move from that church that still he is bound by. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for releasing him, O Lord, and let him serve the living God. Let make Jesus Christ his priority and not the church and not anything else, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to see that men have victory and be healed, Lord. And we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God, we know that you are alive. You're well. You're sitting up in heaven. You control everything. You know everything that's going on. You know our thoughts, all our actions, and you know the future. We don't even have that capability. Father, we need a miracle when it comes to a lot of these requests that you've heard here. Just a miracle. It's something that's supernatural that the man cannot do. Father, a miracle can be something that just is so mind-boggling that people can't explain it away, to something small where people say, well, I could have done that myself. But Father, nevertheless, we need you to move sovereignly. We cannot do it by ourselves. And Father, when it comes to the oil prices, it's like water. It's a commodity that we use on a daily basis. And we don't need it for our health, but we do need it for work, whether it's to get to work or to actually do the jobs that we do. And it's intricately linked into our lives now. And Father, we know that there are people out there who are basically parasites. They make money off of other people's backs. And they just sit back, and they have lots of money, and so they can just throw their money around, and then they just wait to make more money. And their hope is just to drive the price of oil up, 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 because it doesn't affect them. But Father, we ask that you would just change that. That's where a miracle comes in.
Yes.
And Father, we thank you that however you choose to do it, you can destroy their evil works. And we can sit there and we can try and come up with all kinds of different scenarios, but that's not the point, Father God. We just ask that you would just alleviate the stress and the burden that has been put upon us as a result of these inflated prices. It is okay to make money and to have a profit, but to make an obscene profit is not okay. Morally, it is not even right when people need this. It's a monopoly. And Father God, we simply ask that you would just move on our behalf. And we do thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Katarina Terrell, Lord. Pray that you bless her, that you give her the strength, Heavenly Father, from the soles of her feet to the top of her head, Lord. Give her strength. Let her be able to come and bring her new baby. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for Sister Katarina and precious little Abigail. Lord, just give her the strength, Heavenly Father. Just fill her with your strength, God. Give her supernatural strength to be able to come, Heavenly Father. We praise your mighty name, Lord. And please keep her and please bless her, Heavenly Father. We praise your mighty name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you now that you have heard these prayers. And again, we ask you for rain in California. And Father God, the jet stream is always going a little bit to the north of us. But we ask you right now, you will speak and simply give order to your holy angels to move that and to aim it straight at Sacramento. So that, Father God, we get rain all the way down to Fresno and all the way up to the Oregon border. The Father God, our reservoirs will be filled. And that, Lord, we will have for our food and for everything that we need, rain, water for, Lord. And I thank you for that right now. And I praise you, Father God, that every prayer heard today has been answered. And we bless you now, and we worship you in Jesus' name. And those are great said, amen and amen. You may be seated. If you have a car that is not junk, and you'd like to donate that to Helen Davies, talk to us. You know, sometimes we give away stuff that doesn't run. She doesn't need that. But if you do have a vehicle that you do not need, and is in good shape, you might be here in the church. You might be listening to us right now. Of course, if you're in Sweden, it'd be too far to send a car from Sweden or from Germany. You know, forget that. But you can pray for us that some of we give up a car. Because most of us have at least two cars. And a lot of people collect cars. We got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 cars sitting around. So sometimes we can, you know, lighten our load a little bit. To get ready, turn to Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews, the 3rd chapter.